it's Nathaniel Avila recording from Dallas County, and I'm here with Jessica eating candy, Vega, from San Antonio. Don't think I didn't notice. You were eating Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yes. The watermelons.
Those are my favorite. No, we're not sponsored. You can't show that. We're not sponsored.
Send us some for free.
You think you can get
they're good and Sour they keep me up when I need to be up.
Okay. That's what you use. You say no to coffee. You eat Sour Patch Kids.
Man, if I drink coffee right now, I'll be up till like 3 a.m. I'm not trying to stay up that late.
Okay. I can stay up that late because I don't have to wake up early tomorrow. So today, what are we talking about today?
According to you, we are talking about James Arthur Ray is what you told me.
Yeah, I did tell you that 2 weeks ago. I told you that.
Yeah, well, I have other stuff going on.
Sorry, you got a life. Sorry.
I have children that also have lives that I have to stay on top of.
That is true. That is true.
And then another child that is an adult.
You have to take care of four children. But yeah, what do you know about this guy? Are you completely going in blind?
Going in blind, I know nothing.
Yeah, okay. So, James Arthur Ray, so let's get started. Right? James Arthur Ray is an American self-help businessman, motivational speaker, and author who was convicted in 2011 for causing 3 deaths through negligent homicide. So, let's see what happened there. So, let's start all the way in the beginning with Ray's father, who was an Oklahoma preacher at the Red Fork Church of God in Tulsa. Ray has described his childhood as impoverished, claiming that the hardest part of my childhood was reconciling how Dad poured his heart into his work, how he helped so many people, and yet he couldn't pay 4 haircuts for me and my brother. In his 2008 book, Harmonic Wealth, which is where he wrote that. So a classmate of Ray's recalled that Ray always dressed well and he knew he'd make something of himself. So here's where things start kind of not adding up. If he says that his dad was so poor he couldn't even afford haircuts for them, but his classmates are saying that he always was a snappy dresser, how is, you know, is not, something's not adding up here.
Yeah. Sounds sketchy.
It does sound sketchy. So he dropped out of junior college in 1978 and eventually started working at AT&T, initially as a telemarketer, later as a sales manager and trainer. So he started his own seminars and motivational speaker events in the early 1990s. Launching his first company in 1992. So Ray set up the now defunct James Ray International Incorporated in Las Vegas in 2000. So let's go on to what he would eventually do, so Ray is an advocate for the pseudoscientific law of attraction. His teachings have been described as including a mix of spirituality, motivational speaking, and quantum physics. In an interview, Ray answered about personal responsibility. So this is what he says. So I fully know for me that there is no blame. Every single thing is your responsibility and nothing is your fault because every single thing that comes to you is a gift, a lesson. So what do you agree with that sentiment?
I don't know about all that. I believe that everything that comes to you, I don't know if I agree with what he's saying. No, I don't know about a gift, but a lot of the things that happen in life can be a lesson are a lesson.
Or what about the idea that nothing you do is ever your fault?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, so Ray has advocated for a new thought belief that positive thinking can heal physical ailments. He also, and he has claimed to have used willpower to stay free of all illness. So writing for The Guardian, Andrew Gumbel described the pseudoscientific claims as quantum flapdoodle because it claims to be rooted in Heisenberg's uncertainty principle and other tenets of modern physics. If you want to know what an uncertainty principle is, it is any of a variety of mathematical inequalities asserting a fundamental limit to the accuracy in which the values for certain pairs of physical quantities of a particle, such as position x and momentum, which is p, can be predicted from initial conditions. So, yeah. So this guy's saying he can cure people by just thinking positively. So, I see a nice little side eye you got going on there. What do you think of that? Do you buy into that? You're muted.
Sorry. Yeah. I know that, I mean, if you're trying to be a positive person, that things tend to turn up better for you, but that doesn't cure everything. It's a temporary fix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And like, as... You think he's a nut job?
He's a whack job.
Why would make you say that?
What is his deal? Did he scam a bunch of people? I'm just guessing.
Let's see. So
he talked a bunch of talk. He's a smooth talker.
Yeah. Okay. So concerns have been raised ever since 2000 regarding to the safety and soundness of his methods. So according to Grant Cardone, in 2000, Ray consulted him for methods to increase sales at business seminars and was warned to teach only sound business practices. After this time, Ray began incorporating sleep deprivation, fasting, fire and glass walking, and his invented versions of sweat lodge ceremonies. Why do you say that?
Sweat lodge ceremonies?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a huge thing.
This all sounds like torture.
Oh, yeah. Keep in mind of the sweat lodge thing. That's a huge thing later on.
Incorporating sleep deprivation, for one. Glass walking?
I don't even know what that is. What do? You slap... Oh, I get it. You walk on top of, like, shattered glass.
Yeah.
Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No. Okay. My friend's in she used to be in a sideshow group, and that was one of the things that they would do as a sideshow performer is walk on glass, because not everybody can do that or wants to do that.
Mm-hmm. So how did she do that?
That was part of their thing, but as a freaking... Okay. Anyways.
But she is like kind of like a trained professional, though, sounds like.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're self-taught, but that takes practice, you know? You don't just walk on glass just because you want to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. How would that even heal yourself? How would that even heal you?
I have no idea. You're going to tell me more.
Yeah. So, former attendees of Ray's seminars have reported unsafe practices and lack of properly trained medical staff in 2005. A New Jersey woman shattered her hand as she was pressured by Ray to participate in a quasi-martial arts board-breaking exercise. After several unsuccessful untrained attempts, the woman sustained multiple fractures during the seminar that was held at Walt Disney World.
Your favorite place on Earth.
Yeah, I know. Well, now you have multiple fractures in your wrist, but hey, we still got to go to the Space Mountain.
Amen.
At least you're there. That's a great place to be. I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever... Right, that'd be messed up if it was like, attend my free seminar and you get free tickets to Walt Disney for 2 days or whatever. And that was the seminar.
The seminar is to break your hand? Is to like completely shatter your
free
hand.
Tickets. Just kidding.
We didn't even know if it was free tickets. All they did was say that it took place in Disney World.
Yeah.
It could... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know if they even gave him free tickets.
No, I was just kidding. It was probably not.
Probably not, yeah. But I don't know. So participants of James Ray Spiritual Warrior. Boom. Spiritual Warrior. Exercised in 2006. After signing waivers. Signing waivers. That's a red flag. We're told to put the sharp point of an arrow used in archery against the soft part of their necks and lean against the tip. So a man named Kurt sustained injuries during this exercise as the shaft snapped and the arrow point deeply penetrated his eyebrow. So this guy is making people do some very dangerous stuff.
How far will you go to be spiritually free?
Free from what?
Exactly. This dude's a nut job, but the fact that these people... I mean, I feel like if these people are willing to go here, then they're at a really desperate place within them. Either that, or they just want to see what's up with this. Because these going to this extent...
I don't know. It's like kind of reminds me of what a cult would do, what a cult leader would do.
Yeah, kind of, but it kind of feels like this is just some place that people go. It's, I don't know. I could be wrong just based off of what I've heard so far. It's just like a convention or something.
Yeah, this is a not very... Like,
something that's happening all the time, that you stay here forever and we'll do these things.
Yeah, it's a very watered down version of that. It's like somebody would come up to you, but like, here, take this hammer, smash your fingers in.
First, sign this paper. If I told you you could be like spiritually free of everything and release all burdens that you have within you, all you have to do is sign this waiver and do what I tell you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what it sounds like, the spiel that he probably is giving these people.
Yeah, and then they're like, now fight each other for my amusement. Yes.
Now stick this arrow as far as you can in your face.
In your face? I thought you were going to say in your eyebrow.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, well, it snapped and it penetrated into his eyebrow. In July 2009, Colleen Conaway attended a seminar hosted by James Ray International Incorporated, in which the attendees were directed to dress as homeless people. She jumped to her death at the Harton Plaza Mall in San Diego. She died as a result of the injuries, and according to police, she had no identification on her person.
Dang, so she was a Jane Doe?
Well, no, we know her name was Colleen Conaway, but... They were able to.
At the time of her death.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they were able to identify her. I don't understand. Why did she jump to her death?
I don't know. It's a whole gap. Like, what happened? That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like these people are already in a mentally unstable place, and to put them in this kind of situation would either push them this way or that way.
I mean, yeah, you don't go to these seminars when you're like feel like you're the, like when you have everything in order.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I feel like if you dress somebody and have them act like a homeless person when they're already in a bad place mentally, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So, in 2005, preceding the events,
you know, people treat homeless people like they're not, you know, they're not even there.
Yeah, it's kind of like an odd precedent, though, because sometimes when you give money to homeless people, sometimes they would just use it to further implement their own vices.
Right. So that's why they just no eye contact. Don't look at them. Just keep going.
And sometimes they do get really aggressive with you.
Right. And so that's another reason why you... Most of the time, don't look, don't talk, don't stare. So if it's a person that's already not okay, and that's what they get when they're reaching out for help, then it's not a good thing.
And it's very unfortunate that that's how things are in terms of the homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always try to, like, you know, if they want food, you just buy them food. Stuff like that. Oh, so in 2005, preceding the events of October 2009, a serious injury involving hospitalization was reported at the Angel Valley Ranch during the Spiritual Warrior. Are you convinced that it's cool? When I say Spiritual Warrior, are you going to come to my $5,000 seminar?
Nope.
All you got to do is just punch your face in. So the retreat led by Ray, Verde Valley Fire Chief Jerry Dorkskin's department responded to an emergency call that a 42-year-old man had fallen unconscious after an exercise inside a sweat lodge. So there's that. So what do you think about this whole situation? I mean, he's a lot of these people end up becoming injured, and one person ended up taking their own life. What is up with this guy?
I don't know. I feel like that's his thing. He's pushing them as far as he can push them.
But
I think
why though?
I don't know what his problem is. He's a weirdo.
So, on October 8th, 2009, at a New Age Spiritual Warrior retreat, conceived and hosted by Ray at the Angel Valley Retreat Center in Yavapai County near Sedona, Arizona, two participants, James Shore and Kirby Brown, died as a result of being in a non-traditional sweat lodge exercise for several hours, personally conducted by Ray. Okay, that's also the flag that is behind me. It's the Arizona flag.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you didn't know what this is the Arizona flag?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. What do you think it was? Just a cool background?
I knew it was a flag, but I didn't know it was for one of our states.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to give it, like, Arizona does have one of the better flag designs. At least it's not like a seal on a blue background.
Yeah.
Let me see. So 18 others are hospitalized after suffering burns, dehydration, breathing problems, kidney failure, or elevated body temperature. Liz Newman, another attendee, died on October 17th after being comatose for a week. Ugh. So the attendees who paid up to $10,000 to participate in the retreat had fasted for 36 hours during what was claimed to be a vision quest exercise before the next day's purported sweat lodge. During this period of fasting, the participants were left alone in the Arizona desert with a sleeping bag. Although Ray offered them Peruvian ponchos for an additional $250. Oh, he's so generous. So generous.
Such a dirt bag.
Really? What makes you say that? Because he was charging
Come
people at the wazoo?
on. $10,000 for that retreat? That's a lot.
Yeah, and then they were like, starve yourself for a day and a half and then go sleep in the desert.
Yeah.
Go sleep in the desert. You know, it gets really cold in the desert too, and he's all like, "Oh, I'll give you I'll give you a blanket or a poncho for $250."
I mean, you've already paid 10,000. Why
Yeah, this
not,
guy's like such a comic book villain, where he's like, "I'll give you what you need for an additional $500." Would you pay that? Would you pay him another $250?
Fuck no, dude.
Really,
Like,
you rather take your
I wouldn't even
chances?
be there. I wouldn't even be there, like, at all.
You would not be convinced to pay a
Hell no.
$10,000.
Out of here.
How much is it equivalent to, what is $10,000 to you?
For me?
Yeah. Like, what
That's
would
like a
you?
down payment on a house.
Okay.
A down payment on a house or on a car or buy two cars cash or pay for some of my kids' college, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, like what would you actually use this $10,000 for in real life? What would you use $10,000 for?
That's exactly, I just told you.
You would put a down payment on another house or buy two more cars? That's what you would do?
I don't own this house. I don't own a
Oh,
house.
okay.
So I, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Or I would buy like a car cash, 'cause the car I'm paying on sucks paying on it, and get a car for my daughter.
Okay.
A car that you could pay for,
Yeah.
just pay up.
Right. But hear me
Or
out.
put some money towards their college.
Yeah. But hear me out. Hear me out. How about you don't do that and come to the spiritual warrior thing? Sounds pretty fun.
How
You get to sleep in the
about
desert after not eating for 36 hours. Sounds pretty cool. Huh?
It's actually does.
Huh?
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds perfect.
Okay, awesome.
So,
That'd be $10,000. Pay up.
okay, here you go.
Do you take what's your cash app?
My God.
So after this experience, participants ate a large buffet breakfast before entering the non-traditional structure built for what they have been told would be a sweat lodge ceremony. So the site owner reported that she learned after the event that participants went 2 days without water before entering the structure. What is that face?
That's not good. I mean, you're gonna sweat, so that means you're gonna get dehydrated, and to not have any water in you for 2 days, that's like a fucking express way to death,
Oh
man.
yeah, you're gonna like dehydrate. You're gonna like dehydrate so fast.
Shrivel up like raisin.
So, following the deaths, Ray refused to speak to the authorities and immediately left Arizona. Very suspicious. What are you thinking right now?
Hold on, did I? How many deaths were there?
There was three.
Oh, those dudes, the guys.
Yeah.
I thought it was like more than that, but still.
Yeah. Three people
Oof.
died and 18 people were like hospitalized. So he
It's
left,
terrible.
he fled Arizona.
Of course he
So
did, fucking
yeah.
coward.
Oh, snap. So according
So
to
sorry.
participants, according to participants in the heat endurance exercise, which was misrepresented by both Ray and his organization as a Native American sweat lodge ceremony, a note was left that said Ray was unavailable as he was in prayer and meditation. So he's really preoccupied. What was that?
Get the fuck out of here. Prayer and meditation for what? For
For
what?
not getting arrested. So
Because why? Because nothing is ever your fault.
yes, right. It's nothing is ever my fault. We'll get back to that in a bit. So Ray later confirmed during a 2013 interview with Piers Morgan that he fled the scene after rather than staying to assist with the aftermath because I was scared. Did you hear that?
I heard the last three words of
Oh,
it.
I said, okay, so Ray later confirmed during a 2013 interview with Piers Morgan that he fled the scene rather than staying to assist in th with the aftermath because I was scared.
Scared of what? Let me hear what you're afraid of.
From getting arrested.
From getting caught, right? Okay.
So, investigations were commenced by the Yavapai County Sheriff Department. What did you do?
He's trash.
Is that what you said? You said he's trash. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. So the initial investigations concerned construction of the sweat lodge structure, which, according to investigators, was constructed by a local, non-Native American group under hire. Jack Judd, what's up with you, man?
So it wasn't even like officially a Native American thing.
Oh no, it's like far from it.
Far from it. What a jerk. Oh
So,
my God.
what?
Okay, wait, let's do the math. 18 people were injured. Three people
Died,
died.
yes.
Every single one of them paid at minimum $10,000.
Right.
Do the math, bro.
Oh, okay. It's pretty easy. I mean, let me see.
It's 210,000 dollars.
Yeah, it's
from
around
these
that much.
people.
So you just like 18 plus 3, that's 21 times 10, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it was $210,000.
See, I did that real quick. Like that. That sounds like.
Okay. Very nice. So Jack Judd, the county building safety manager, said that there was no record of a permit or an application for a permit to build the sweat lodge. So we didn't even get a permit for it. Didn't even apply for one. So on October 15th, 2009, after extensive interviews with participants and ancillary witnesses, the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office upgraded the level of the investigations into the deaths of James Shore and Kirby Brown to a homicide investigation. Officials claim the non-traditional sweat lodge structure lacked the necessary building permits. So print media began reporting that Ray conducted a conference call with some victims, one of whom recorded the call and provided it to the AP. During this call, a self-described channeler said that they had communicated with the dead and that they said they were having so much fun out of their bodies that they didn't want to return. What?
I wonder how much that person was paid to say that.
It's because it sounds like a lot of bull hockey. It's
fucking malarkey. That's what that sounds like.
I know. So on October 27th, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar asked the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the event to complement the local investigations. On October 30th, a wrongful death lawsuit claiming negligent misrepresentation, fraud, and other actions in part of Ray and the site owners was filed for the family of Liz Newman. A similar action was filed for Sydney Spencer, who was seriously injured. The suits sought compensatory and punitive damages, alleging that the defendants failed to provide adequate prior warnings to monitor the participants' well-being in the sweat lodge and to provide medical treatment. On November 10th, Dennis Miravar, an injured attendee from Canada, joined the Spencer lawsuit. So now they're all suing him. So.
Cool. Good.
So Ray was arrested in connection with the deaths on February 3rd, 2010, and bond was set at $5 million. So, yeah. So Ray's attorney argued that he could not afford $5 million. And Ray was released on February 26th, 2010, after bail was reduced to $525,000. So, he's out on bail now. Hooray, isn't that great?
That's perfect.
Hmm?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And he paid it with the money that he scammed out of people.
Yeah. He did.
So, three of the victims' lawsuits against Ray were settled before his criminal trial for a total of more than $3 million. So the court case began on May 1st, 2011. The prosecution rested its case on June 3rd, 2011, after 34 witnesses had taken the stand and 43 days of testimony. On June 22nd, 2011, Ray was found guilty on 3 counts of negligent homicide, but not guilty of the manslaughter charges brought against him. The findings specifically stated that Ray was responsible for causing the deaths of the 3 participants, whether or not he was aware of the risks he had subjected them to. So, on November 18th, 2011, Ray was sentenced to 2 years in prison. So, yep, 2 years. For killing 3 people.
Oh, because it was negligent homicide.
Yeah.
That's why. And he wasn't found guilty of manslaughter. What the fuck? my God.
So what do you think? You think that
I
was
don't
a
understand the justice system. It's so fucking ass backwards. It really is.
what makes you say that?
Come on. 3 counts of negligent homicide in just 2 years? Just 2 years?
Yep, just 2 years in prison.
I would be so pissed if I was those family, part one of those family members.
But he did pay $3 million in the civil suit.
Oh, okay. He probably didn't even pay that.
But then again, like no amount of money could ever bring back somebody.
Hell no.
So, do you think justice was served?
Hell no.
Yep. Three people's lives were lost, and he only got 2 years. So.
Bullshit.
So native, let's see what the Native Americans have to say. So the Native American experts on sweat lodges have criticized Ray's constructions on the non-traditional sweat lodge structure, as well as his ignorance of actual sweat lodge ceremonies. As Indian Country Today reported, Ray drew the ire of Indian County, oh, of Indian Country from the start because the ceremony which he was selling bore little, if any, resemblance to the actual sweat lodge ceremony. Native American leaders expressed concerns and offered prayers for the dead and injured. So the leaders today of the real sweat lodge ceremony is their way of life and not a religion. It is a Native American intellectual property protected by U.S. laws and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. So the ceremony should only be conducted by sanctioned lodge members who are from legitimate nations. Lakota spiritual leader Chief Arvoy Looking Horse emphasized that what Ray inflicted in his New Age customers was not an authentic Native American ceremony, and that Ray had no connection to any Native American community and no training on how to lead an actual sweat lodge. Permission to lead sweat lodges is only granted to those who have been raised in the ceremonial ways of a particular Native American ceremony, and after many years of apprenticeship with elders. So other dangerous actions taken by Ray, he continued, include the structure's unusual construction and from non-breathable materials. Charging for the ceremony, which is seen as extremely inappropriate to many participants, and an excessive length of the fraudulent ceremony. So that's what the Native Americans have to say about that. So what do you think?
They're saying that what he did was not right.
Well, they're saying it's not right, and that like the nuances of this entire thing is very sacred to them, and how much attention is needed in order to do something like this safely and legitimately. So the
I don't
Native,
know.
yeah.
This guy's whacked up.
So, the Native American community actively seeks to prevent abuses of its traditions. So, according to Taliman, Native healers, and spiritual leaders have been speaking out for decades about the abuse of sacred ceremonies, and continue to oppose the appropriation and exploitation of sacred ceremonies. The Angel Valley owners announced that they have accepted Native American friends' help to heal the land. On November 12, 2009, news reported Oglala Lakotas filed a lawsuit. Oglala Lakota delegation to the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council versus the United States against the United States, Arizona, Ray, and site owners to have Ray and the site owners arrested and punished under the Sioux Treaty of 1868 between the United States and the Lakota Nation, which states that if bad men among the whites and or other people subject to the authority of the United States shall commit any wrong upon the person or the property of the Indians, the United States will proceed at once to cause this offender to be arrested and punished according to the laws of the United States, and also reimburse the injured person for the loss sustained. So the Oglala Lakota delegation believes that author James Arthur Ray and the Angel Valley Retreat Center have violated the peace between the United States and the Lakota Nation and cause the desecration of our sacred sweat lodge by causing the death of Liz Newman, Kirby Brown, and James Shore. So, yeah. So the Oglala Lakota delegation also claims that James Arthur Ray and Angel Valley Retreat Center fraudulently impersonated Indians and must be held responsible for causing the deaths and injuries and destroying evidence by dismantling the structure they constructed for this fatal heat endurance event, which they claimed was a sweat lodge ceremony. So they tried to cover up. They tried to get rid of evidence. That's no good. So the lawsuit seeks to have the treaty enforced without seeking monetary compensation. So the lawsuit was eventually dismissed on October 2010 on the ground that the case was based on a good that was being offered. And the judge deciding that the sweat lodge was a service rather than a good. So there goes that.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Based on that it was being offered, sweat lodge was a service rather than a good.
Yeah.
Help explain that to me.
Well, a good are items that satisfy a human's wants and provide utility, which is, like, for example, to a consumer making a purchase of a satisfying product. But a service is a transaction in which no physical goods are transferred, which from the seller to the buyer. So the judge said that it was more of a service than a good, and they filed it that it was being a good, and because of that thing alone, the judge was like, dismissed. Get that out of here.
Wow.
So, yeah. What do you think about that? About the Native Americans' actions on this?
I feel bad for the Native Americans, especially since this is a tradition that they think is super, like, sacred and stuff, and people like this guy going in and pretty much taking the idea of it, and these people died and a lot of people were injured. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much got a slap on the freaking wrist. They did what they could to try to punish him, but the justice system once again said, yeah, no, bye.
Yeah. So yeah, man, like, for like the longest time, ever since the colonization of the Americas, the Native Americans have been given like a really shorthand all throughout history. So
I know. Yeah. I watch a lot of Bailey Sarian. She has this new series called Dark History.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her episodes, she talks about the Trail of Tears. Mm. And I think I briefly heard of it in high school, talking through history and stuff, but never to the depths that she covered it. And it's so sad. It's so sad what happened to the Native Americans. People came over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So on...
It still freaking happens, clearly.
Oh, yeah. So on July 12th, 2013, Ray was granted a supervised release and left the state prison near Phoenix, where he had served his sentence. So he's released from prison. Hooray! Isn't that great?
So he's a free man. He's a free man.
Well, no, he's under supervised release, but he's no longer in prison.
Hmm.
So on November 25th, 2013, Ray relaunched his self-help business on CNN's Piers Morgan Live. He had stipulated that no other guests could participate in the interview. So as of December 4th, 2013, Piers Morgan's manager, John Ferreter, was James Arthur's Rays manager and media contact. So that's how he got on. So Kirby Brown's parents have challenged motivational speakers and self-help gurus to sign a pledge of integrity, the Seek Safety Promise, and Ray has so far declined to do so.
I wonder why he's not doing it.
Because he wants the money, man. So it basically shows to me that he hasn't learned anything.
No. Because why?
I don't know. Why?
Because nothing is your fault.
Yeah. So let's go into that a bit. So in 2016, Ray was the subject of a CNN Films documentary called Enlighten Us. So it was a recount of Ray's rise to fame and self-help in the self-help industry, followed by his 2011 conviction for negligent homicide and his later release from prison. So in the documentary, director Jenny Karchman explores the origin of the self-help industry, what attracts followers, and tries to answer why devotees are willing to take such risks. In the film, Karchman asks Ray directly how he could have caused these people's death. To which he replies, it had to happen. Because, what?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, imagine I'm Ray telling this to you, okay? It had to happen. Because it was the only way I could experience and learn and grow through the things that I've done. You come out of the situation like this, and you're either bitter or angry, or you're more awake and grateful. I choose awake and grateful, and I choose to see it as a test of character and a test through fire, and I think I did okay. That's why I refused to sign the safety promise. So.
Okay, well, you know, he's full of shit.
Really? That's all you have to say about that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about him saying that these human beings had to die in order for him
they to... had to die in order for him to learn his lesson
that basically. He didn't learn? Yeah, that he didn't learn.
No, that he didn't learn at all.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
He's dumb. I don't know. I just... He's just a bad dude.
Mm. So in 2020, investigative journalist Matt Stroud produced the true crime podcast Guru for Wondery. In it, Stroud shines a light on Ray's methods and actions that caused the deaths of Kirby Brown, Liz Newman, and James Shore in 2009. He traces the fallout from Ray's practices and gives voice to former followers and families of his victims. So, and which since ends the story of James Arthur Ray.
Wow.
So, yep, he's free. He's out and about. And he's trying to relaunch his self-help business again.
No way.
Mm-hmm. They, I don't know, man. They should, the punishment should have included him never being able to do those things ever again.
Right, like people that get convicted of like cyber crimes and stuff like that, they can never be around a computer or have internet access for ever.
Yeah, you know,
stuff like that.
This guy's they're like, okay, you can do whatever you want. I don't care.
It's kind of like, you know, like con men, like the guy, like the festival that we covered.
I mean, the fire festival.
Yeah, like didn't fucking learn his lesson.
Oh, yeah.
Went on to try and do more festivals. He's probably still trying to do it. I don't even know. I don't remember if he's locked up or what happened.
Did the fire app ever get started? I don't think it did.
I don't think so.
I wanted to book Ja Rule. Was
trying to do something else.
I wanted to book Ja Rule to come to my, I don't know, my party. Which is just me, it was just me and him, just having a chat.
What is the difference between that idea and that other app that you were telling me about where you can hire celebrities to like say things.
Oh, you mean Cameo?
They send videos.
Yeah, they send videos.
And that's the thing.
They're
They
saying.
don't go perks in
No, they
person.
don't
Okay.
physically go to you.
So that's what that app would have done is it'll book them like to come. Oh, okay.
They'll book them for a certain amount of time, depending on how much you're willing to pay, and they will come to your party or event or whatever. I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I'd rather have the Cameo thing, because that way they could just like say hi, what's up, what's going on, and they don't have to like remove like actually like take times out of their days and their schedules to go to some event they probably don't even care about. Yeah, but yeah, so that's the story of James Arthur Ray. What do you say? Great guy?
He's a douchebag.
Oh, snap. Okay. Why? What, show your work. Show your work why.
Because he is. If this all hasn't said enough about him, pretty much killed three people, injured
Hospitalized
18
18.
other people, only served 2 years. The Native Americans were trying to go after him for using their rituals to bait these people and, almost killed most of them. And the courts just dismissed it. And now this dweeb is trying to do it all over again.
Would you pay $10,000 to come go to his seminar or something?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Really, you would? You would give him $10,000?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
That'll be $10,000. Where's your credit card?
Get out of here.
Give me your credit card. It's mine now. So yeah. So out of all like the people that we've ever discussed on this podcast, how would you think that this guy would fare? Do you think this guy like this is the worst person we've discussed?
Could be one of them. Yeah, one of higher up there on the assholes list. But everybody we talk about is pretty much an asshole. Pretty
Oh,
much.
snap. But this guy like
He's kind of up
another
there.
level? Yeah, especially like exploiting like people who are already like in a like a not that great of a state of mind, and basically taking advantage of them by saying these weird things, like saying you just gotta think positive, man. And that's it. That's all you gotta do.
Yep, that's terrible.
So yeah, what so yeah, that's the story of James Arthur Ray. What did you think about this entire situation? It's a bad situation, yeah.
It's a crappy situation. Period. And I feel bad for those families. I feel bad for the Native Americans. And it just sucks that this guy's gonna probably hurt more people and get another slap on the wrist. I don't, I guess maybe it's because there isn't really harsh enough punishments for these type of crimes. What? Negligent homicide. How the hell do you only get 2 years? I don't understand that.
They said that it was because he most likely didn't know about the dangers. That was the jury's consensus.
I feel like he knew and didn't care.
Yeah, I think so too. So, yeah. It's been 8 years and he hasn't done anything newsworthy yet. But I don't know, we just got to keep our eyes peeled. So yeah, that was the story of James Arthur Ray. That was a very interesting one. So yeah, I've been Nathaniel Avila.
And I've been Jessica Vega.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Vision podcast, home of wacky talkies, the kingdom, evil exists, and many more.